Well, listeners, we have a big challenge today because in Pigeon Forge, there is a great attraction called Alcatraz East. I have never been to it, and I am looking forward to getting some information about why this is such a special place to visit when you come to Pigeon Forge. And Summer Blaylock is my correspondent, and she knows the answers, and I've got questions for her. Summer Blaylock, welcome to the show. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, where do we get the name Alcatraz East?
Well, the museum itself was actually inspired by one of our owners' visits to the real Alcatraz. So a lot of people hear our name and assume that we're a museum about just Alcatraz, but that's actually not the case at all. It inspired the creation of the museum, and our building design is a mixture of Alcatraz and the Tennessee State Prison, but our museum covers any and all aspects of American crime throughout history.
Okay, Summer, I am so glad that I have you on the show because I really have a lot of questions. And when I talk to people about Alcatraz East, they said, Terry, I can't describe it. You just got to go and see it. So basically, here's what I want you to help me with. Tell me the highlights of what people can expect when they come to visit Alcatraz East.
Well, we have a very wide variety of things to do and see at Alcatraz. And the best way to kind of explain that, everyone comes to see something different because we all have different things that we're interested in. But we have five galleries that you tour as you go through. The first one is the history of American crime. So we start with the medieval period. We go through colonial period. You'll learn about pirates, the Wild West, so Jesse James and his crew. You can learn all about them and see artifacts from them. Then we go into Prohibition, mafia and mobsters, to white-collar crimes, serial killers, events throughout history that we all remember. So you really learn about a lot in that gallery, and we end it with our 9/11 tribute. And then you'll move into our second gallery, which is CSI. So you'll learn about all the different ways that crime scene investigators can use clues to help solve crimes. Our museum is actually very hands-on and interactive, so we have lots of activities that you can do while you go through the museum. We always want to keep people having fun and staying engaged as they go through, so we'd like to have them do hands-on activities to get involved and just really enjoy it. But so our CSI section, we have a CSI lab. You can do all sorts of different forensics tests and things like that, which are really fun. We go to our third gallery from there, which is Consequences of Crime. This covers the judiciary system, famous crimes throughout history, famous trials throughout history, prison, the prison reform, just anything and everything that goes along with the process of being convicted and going to prison after a crime's committed. After that, you move downstairs into what is probably our most popular section of the museum. That's our car gallery. We have four very famous vehicles on display at Alcatraz that we're known for. We have the Bronco that was used in the O.J. Simpson chase that we all remember watching back in 1993. We have John Dillinger's car. We have the Bonnie and Clyde desk car from the original Bonnie and Clyde movie with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. And then just really most recently, the most popular, we have the Volkswagen Bug that was owned by Ted Bundy. So that's a really popular artifact as well. But once you make your way through the car gallery, you'll go into our gallery all dedicated to law enforcement. So you'll learn about the history of law enforcement, famous lawmen throughout history, cases that were solved, equipment that they use, how they train for their job, and we honor those who protect our community at all times. And then we end the museum kind of on a little bit more fun note. We talk about counterfeit crime and pop culture. So that's where you'll see crimes from, you know, celebrities. You'll see artifacts from famous crime shows and documentaries that you may have seen. Probably the one that is most familiar with people just through the pandemic is Tiger King. So we have artifacts from Tiger King. We all watched that on Netflix in the last year or so. So just a wide variety of stuff. People come for different reasons. We really do have a little bit of everything. So it's a two-story museum, so you'll spend quite a bit of time here as well.
And where are you located at in Pigeon Forge?
We are on the parkway, of course, and we're actually right at the entrance of the island. So we are located on the island. We're right at the front entrance, also right beside Stages West and Comedy Barn.
We're talking with Summer Blaylock, who's our correspondent. Let me rephrase that, listeners, our wonderful correspondent that is helping us and helping me understand a little bit more what I can expect when I visit Alcatraz East. And Summer, the best way to get information, of course, is to go to that great website of yours.
Yes, alcatrazeast.com. You can find any and all information about what we have in the museum, different programs we have going on. There's always something new coming in, so it's exciting.
And I've heard that you've got some great packages that you offer, and you also have some great programs for groups when they come in.
We do. So we do a lot of different promotions throughout the year, just like right now for the month of May is Teacher Appreciation. So if you're an educator, you can actually sign up on our website and get free admission into the museum for the month of May. But we do a lot of different programs for groups as well. We have several different add-ons for groups. We have what we call the Top Detective Challenge, which is like a scavenger hunt that you do as you're going through the museum. You're looking for a particular artifact, and when you find it, you get a prize. We have a laser maze. We also have a handheld device that just gives you some extra information as you go through the museum. And then one of my favorite things, which actually I get the opportunity to teach, is we have a forensics class that you can bring your group to, where we talk about handwriting analysis, blood splatter analysis, lots of different CSI tactics to help solve crimes. We have a great program for adults and kids. That program also correlates with the Girl Scout and Boy Scout programs. So we have a lot of Boy Scout and Girl Scout groups that come through to earn particular badges that go along with forensics and detective work. So that's really fun as well.
You know, I think of one movie after another movie after another movie, and I'm watching some movies today that deal with crimes and crime solving. And I can't tell you what an exciting thought it would be to go through something like this to see the rest of the story. And that's basically what I can expect, listeners, and you can expect when you visit Alcatraz East. It is a way to tell stories. And I, you know, Summer, I've got to tell you, I love stories. So this is a great attraction. It's a great storytelling attraction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to quit while I'm ahead on that point, Summer, and just wish our listeners to get more information, again, going to that website. But more importantly, is there anything that you like to share with our listeners that is especially something that you enjoy when listeners come through and see this great attraction?
Well, one thing I always want to let people know is that, you know, our museum is about crime, but it's not a scary place. Everything is very tastefully done, so there's nothing scary or gory. And something that we try to do really, really effectively is teach people the dangers that can happen. Just any and every day. So using this as an opportunity to educate people, but also have some fun while you're here too.
Summer Blaylock, it's so great to have you on the show, and I'm going to leave you with one other question, and then I will let you go, and that is, are there any age criteria or age limits to folks coming in and seeing this wonderful attraction?
We don't have any age limits, so we're available for anyone to come and visit. Children 7 and under are free of charge. So if you have those little ones with you, you don't have to pay for them. And then we have different tiers of ticket pricing depending on your age. And, of course, with our groups, we give them a special rate. So you can always contact us for that special pricing for your group when they come to visit.
And, of course, I'm just kidding, Summer, but senior citizens, senior adults, they would never like something like this, would they?
Oh, of course not. No, they would love it. As,
yes.
You know, history, crime, law enforcement, you name it, wide variety of stuff. Really, anyone will enjoy it when they come visit.
A great place to visit in Pigeon Forge, listeners. Summer, thanks for being with us today. It's great to talk with you about Alcatraz East.
Yes, thank you so much.